Mr. Muscles. If you hurt your back lifting those, you'll be no use to me tonight on our third honeymoon when I want all the furniture in the hotel room rearranged.
Don't couples usually go on second honeymoons?
We had one of those, but thanks to a certain young genius and his forget-o-blaster, it was wiped out of our brains.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the entire fifth year of our marriage.
Yeah, I do so wish I could remember that year. Yeah, do you think I had pie? All right, Jimbo. Now listen, we're going to be staying at the Wild Animal Land in the Dead Zebra Carcass Suite. Don't tell your mother. It's going to be a big surprise.
Oh, Aunt Jimmy, Granny Neutron's coming over while we're gone.
Mom, don't you remember my theorem? Proving mathematically I don't need anyone to watch me.
No, Jim Jam. She's not watching you. You're watching her.
Besides, you can keep each other company. Now remember, we're counting on you to watch out for her.
No, and don't conduct any more experiments on her, Jimbo.
At her age, the last thing you want is excitement.
Told you I could get here from the airport in under 50 cents.
Mom!
Oh, Mother Neutron!
Hi, Granny.
Jimmy, you tote my clothes. Hugh, you carry my pills, syrups, salves, serums, girdles, ointments, medical devices, and miscellaneous supports.
Hugh, darling, do you think Jimmy will be able to take care of Granny all right?
I wouldn't worry about that, sugar. I'm sure she can keep Jimmy entertained with one of her exciting stories.
And by the time they cleaned out both of my ears, there was enough wax piled up to open a candle shop. And then they found this hair in my ear that they think might go right through to my foot.
Age is a cruel, cruel thing, Goddard. In a short 65 years, you completely lose your ability to tell when people want you to stop talking.
And forget Preparation H. I've made it all the way to Preparation X.
Wait a second. If I made her young again, I bet she'd stop complaining. But I promised Mom and Dad I wouldn't experiment on Granny, especially after that time I made her magnetic.
Bye-bye.
I had a wonderful time.
She's awfully old. I hope this is enough.
Good morning. I was just telling you over there about my deviated spatrum. On cold mornings, it rattles like a tin man throwing up a hoagie full of wood screws.
What's in the bottle?
Tongue deferrer. Your tongue gets furry when you're old. Sometimes I wake up and the cat's chewing on it.
Oh, let me open that for you. I think you'll feel much better and quieter after you drink this.
Tastes funny. Of course, what do I know? After 60, your sense of taste completely disappears.
Granny?
Goo goo gaggy.
Uh-oh. Granny?
I feel great. Did I just take my morphine?
No, Granny. You're sort of a baby.
Holy fiber caps, I'm topless.
Oh, man, this isn't good. Where'd you get the diaper?
I was already wearing it. Ooh. I need my diaper changed.
Problem. Goddard, change diaper.
Yeah. Change me now.
Who can change a diaper? I don't know any nurses. Oh, no way. I love and respect Mom far too much to let her know I disobeyed her. I will never, ever ask Cindy for a favor.
Clean my poopy.
Okay, let's go ask Cindy for a favor, shall we?
So, how much have we collected so far, Libby? I'm starving.
We're $1.23 away from just enough to split an enchilup burrito from Taco Horn.
Yay! Wow, look at this! This must be a discontinued ultra-large double barrel slingshot!
Sure! $10!
I deal.
I don't know, Sheen. If that's what it is, then my mom has a lot of ultra-large double-barreled slingshots.
Do you have any other ultra-large collectibles?
No! Pay leave.
Any alternate videos?
No.
DVDs?
No.
CD-ROM?
No.
TV episode memorabilia?
No.
What about those discolored pajamas you get at the swap meet?
No. Do I look like the kind of pathetic, self-deluded dweeb case who'd have any Ultralord anything?
No. You look more like a regular kind of pathetic, self-deluded dweeb case.
Hey, Jimmy.
What's up, Jim?
What are you doing here?
Fine, thank you. So, say, great stuff. I was wondering where your mom is.
Why?
Well, here's the thing. I, need some help with, this.
Oh! Ew!
Yeah, I think she might need changing.
What was your first clue?
So you'll do it?
As much as I detest helping smug pseudo-brainiacs, my nurturing female instincts will not let me leave a helpless infant in your care. Where's the new diaper?
New diaper? What's wrong with the one she's wearing?
It's full of poo! I thought you were a genius!
Hey, he's a guy!
She talked.
Well, now that we got past that, I've got a rash brewing down here that would make a red hot chili pepper look pale.
Cindy? Libby? Granny Neutron?
You turned your own grandmother into a baby?
I have a loophole. An explanation. This could have happened to anyone with a genius IQ and access to unstable chemicals.
Could we hurry up? I'm getting dizzy from my own fumes here.
Ooh, Dolly.
How long is she going to be a baby?
Well, I'm not sure exactly, but I gotta change her back before Mom and Dad get home.
Well, how many diapers do we need?
Well, I'd err on the side of hundreds.
So, great. Here's some money and a list of things I need for the antidote. I'll see you when you get back from the store. Thanks.
Oh, no, you don't. Libby, you run the yard sale while Dr. Spock and I go to the shop.
Fine by me.
I'm bored. Make a funny face and let me hit you with my rabble.
No.
Wah!
Okay.
It's fun hitting you.
Granny, quiet.
Did that baby just talk?
No! Everyone knows babies can't talk.
That's right. Because if we could, the video tubbies would be canceled so quick, it'd make their head aerial spin.
I've got 36 hours to make the antidote before my parents return.
Hello? Honey, it's Mom. We're coming home.
No! Well, great! Why?
Well, your father accidentally disturbed a nest and had a run-in with a mother eagle. How's Granny?
Oh, she's great. Yeah, you wouldn't even recognize her.
Oh, well, I am very proud of you, Jimmy. We'll see you and Granny soon. Bye-bye.
Really, I wasn't trying to harm your little eaglet.
Stop talking to it, Hugh.
I think it calms her. Try moving your finger like a worm.
No.
We want the talking baby! We want the talking baby!
Got it. Compare antidote completion with mother's return time. Go. Oh, Mom and Dad! Oh, come on. Think. That turns blue, pour it in a baby bottle and bring it outside. Come on, Granny. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the amazing talking baby.
Hey, give me a cuddle and a diaper change while you're at it.
Hey, there's a string in her back.
Oh, no, I have been found out.
Yes, you have, son.
Here, anything else you'd like? Your slippers and a pipe, maybe?
Hello, honey. How is everything?
Oh, hi, Mom! Nothing unusual here, just me and Granny obeying all your rules. Yes, ma'am, that's what we're doing.
Hi, Mr. Nurchad. That shirt's cool, and so is that big bird on your head.
It's actually an eagle, Sheen. It considers me a hostile predator.
Ooh, does that hurt?
Yes, very much.
Well, I'd love to stay and help you narrowly avoid even more consequences of your stupid actions, but it looks like Libby and I have a date with some enchiluperitos.
Oh, it's nice to have you back, Granny.
So nice to be back, Jimmy.
Hey, Jim, I'm really thirsty. Does your mom have any lemonade?
Drink this.
No! Carl, you okay?
Well, my eyes hurt, my hair's gone, and I have a powerful urge to dance badly.
I'll take a piece of that.
Oh, great.
Oh, yes. Throw me a rock.